5 years ago, I was paying $65 a month for my subscriptions. Today, those same subscriptions cost $111, and I don't even use half of them anymore. That's why now I use Rocket Money to manage my subscriptions for me. The app gives you a list of all of your subscriptions and reminds you of upcoming payments, so you're not hit with any surprise charges. On top of that, it also sends you alerts when subscription prices go up, so you always know the price you're paying. If you decide you no longer want a subscription, you can cancel it right from the app. No customer service needed. And the best part is, Rocket Money even reaches out and tries to get you refunded for some of the money you lost. On average, people that cancel their subscriptions with Rocket Money save $378 a year. And overall, Rocket Money has saved its members $880 million in canceled subscriptions. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
$975 is the average amount of money you'll spend during the holiday season. So, we're looking for the top five ways to save money. 1-800-330-9999. Dave, number five.
Re-gift all the muffin baskets.
How many muffin baskets are you getting? And how come I didn't get any muffin baskets?
I love muffins.
Me too.
I get them all the time.
Doesn't it have an expiration date?
You gotta do it fast.
I tell you what I did. 1 year, I asked for, like, those food baskets. I don't know. All of a sudden, I got a hankering for, like, processed meats.
Oh.
That year, I was like, oh, it's so great when you crack one open because it's like a surprise that keeps going. You're like, oh, what is this? Let me stab a knife in this today and put this on a cracker. I loved those 1 year. And then I ate one of those summer sausages.
Oh.
Woo!
I'll have to say.
My esophagus was not good for like 3-4 days.
Number four, Maria.
So I actually, until my kids are old enough, I've been re-gifting the Valentine's chocolates to them as Santa's love notes because they don't know any better because I'm a teacher. So I get a bunch of Valentine's chocolates. I never eat them. And so I save them. I add like a little reindeer or like a little Christmas tree on top of it. And I say, oh, look, these are Santa's love notes. And there's my stocking stuffer.
It's a great idea. It's a stiff chocolate 10 months later.
I mean, why wouldn't you use Halloween candy? And first of all, Santa doesn't bring candy. He brings toys. Everybody knows that.
Well, he brings love notes, too.
Well, not in my house.
Yeah, in my house, too. We have chocolate in the stocking. I'm with you. Mm. There's always candy in the stocking.
Yeah, but Santa doesn't put it there.
Usually a couple different varieties of it.
Yeah. Now, imagine it's from a Valentine's Day of the year before.
Yeah. The love note, though, is it's pretty slick. Mm-hmm. Nobody questions it after that.
Santa loves you so much that he left chocolate in your stocking.
And it expired 97 days ago.
Ariana, number three, best way to save money during the holiday season.
Just to disappear completely. Drop off the face of the earth, and you don't even have to worry about it.
You know, I have dreamt about this.
Oh, right? You have?
Like, not really during Christmas, but during stressful times or times where there's so many different moving parts and you're caught up kind of in, you know, just the hamster wheel nature of it. Like, just disappearing to a hotel and not necessarily even coming out of your room. Just room service and TV. I feel like Niagara Falls would be a good place where nobody would recognize me.
It's probably a good get. I would agree. I would agree that you could go to Niagara Falls and nobody would know who you are.
That's
I could
what
agree
I'm saying.
You could probably just go to CVS and nobody would know where you are, but okay.
Yeah, but I can't live there for a week.
Yeah. When do you reappear, though, and how do you explain your absence?
Surprise, I'm not dead.
Right, January 9th. Here we go. Best ways to save money this holiday season. Number two, Lenore.
So I do this thing with my family every year. After Halloween, we will go online and purchase for very, very, very cheap a bunch of like play dresses and play outfits for our kids because they're on sale as costumes after Halloween. And then we put them in a trunk and then they become play clothes for Christmas.
That's a great idea.
It is a great idea.
And Spirit is catching on. Mm-hmm. So you must not be alone because I have received so many emails from Spirit over the last week or so. They went away.
Me too.
During Thanksgiving time. And now they're back 20%, 30%, 40% sending me an email there, and they must be thinking the exact same thing.
And usually that store, that online store, after the holidays, it's like 50% off, and this yeah. year it was not
right.
after Halloween. It wasn't 50%
right.
off.
Right.
They figured it out.
Yeah. Yep. Stop telling people.
Yeah.
But thanks for telling us.
Yeah. Katarina, the number one way to save money this holiday season, what is it?
Break up with your partner.
Classic. Oldie but goodie, though.